USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The House Oversight and Government Reform Committee has given the Trump administration until Monday to voluntarily turn over documents related to White House security clearances. That action follows reports about how President Trump's son-in-law and senior advisor Jared Kushner got his clearance. Last month, the New York Times asked Trump if he pushed for that.
I know that there was issues back and forth about security for numerous people, actually, but I don't want to get involved in that stuff.
Oakland public school teachers end their strike after negotiators announced a tentative contract. Union President Keith Brown says there's a pay raise and support staffers will be added.
More counselors, psychologists, support for new students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Question, do you have a health insurance plan you are not happy with? Well, Bethany and Jason thought they were stuck. Their plan just kept getting more expensive, and Bethany's favorite doctor didn't even take that plan anymore. And then some friends at church told them about MediShare.
With our previous insurance, we were paying $1,200 a month. With MediShare, we now pay around $600 a month.
Yes, they're paying $600 less per month, and that's a pretty typical savings with MediShare. And they actually like MediShare more.
I was able to go back to my original doctor that I absolutely loved, and it's just been an absolutely beautiful thing being a part of MediShare.
Yeah, so they pay a lot less, and they like it more. No wonder MediShare is growing so fast. Find out more. They're super easy to talk to. All you have to do is call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-B-I-B-L-E, 833-34-BIBLE.
Flooding caused by days of heavy rain led to a massive flood near the Russian River in California's wine country. Scott Ziegler tells KGO his mechanic shop in Guerneville was ruined by 8 feet of water.
We were expecting bad. Total loss, probably wasn't expecting that.
Sonoma County officials say teams are out this weekend to inspect some 2,600 homes, leaving green, yellow, or red tags, each based on the extent of damage. SpaceX is now on the verge of flying humans for the first time.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
The company's new Crew Dragon capsule, which was built to carry NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, has blasted off from Cape Canaveral. It doesn't have people on board yet, but a successful test flight could mean astronauts may be on board by this summer. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
The so-called Medicare for All bill that was introduced in the House has a price tag estimated of $32 trillion. John Clemens reports.
Congressman Kevin Brady of Texas of the House Ways and Means Committee is blasting the plan, saying the one-size-fits-all government takeover of health care is wrong for America.
I think once Americans see the true government takeover of health care, when they realize their good health care plans at work are banned, that Medicare will be jeopardized for seniors and taxes doubled for almost every American, I think they'll reject this health care plan.
I'm John Clemens.
Actress Katherine Hillman is dead at age 89. USA's Chris Barnes remembers.
Katherine Hillman is best known for her Emmy-nominated TV work as Jessica Tate on the ABC sitcom Soap from 1977 to 1981. A few years back, she recalled modeling her character after a dear friend of her mother's.
I adored her, so I thought, well, maybe if I can bring this to life, then the audience will adore this woman. I think it worked out well.
She also played Mona Robinson on Who's the Boss with Tony Danza and appeared in dozens of movies, including Overboard, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas, and the animated film Cars. The Hollywood Reporter says she died at her L.A. home from complications of Alzheimer's disease. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.